You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So Murray & Roberts South Africa is in business rescue. That's going to affect the Murray & Roberts group business. And ordinarily, you'd think, okay, it's just one or two companies here and there. But actually, there's data that suggests that 1,400 plus companies went into business rescue in the 2024 year. Definitely an alarming number, definitely something we want to be looking at. And helping me take a look at that is the head of business rescue at Worksman's Attorneys, Dr. Eric Levenstein. Dr. Levenstein, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you as always. 1,400 businesses. That's a lot of businesses in business rescue. What's going on?
Well, in fact, the 1,400, Jimmy, are in fact companies that have gone into liquidation. The business rescue stats are not as clear as what we get out of Stats South Africa when it comes to those companies filing for liquidation. But what it does reflect is the number of casualties we have in relation to companies that didn't have the opportunity to go into business rescue and where, in fact, they've had to close their doors in 2024. But you are correct, 1,400 businesses having to close their doors is a large number. It's concerning because jobs are lost when a company goes into liquidation. And what does concern me is those companies potentially could have considered business rescue as a restructuring option, and maybe the directors never had the opportunity to consider business rescue, and maybe some of those companies could have been rescued and saved.
Dr. Levenstein, as you rightly mentioned, liquidation is kind of what comes after the business rescue process. In some cases, it's the process that happens right at the end. There's nothing you can do about it from that perspective. How do we get businesses prepared for these? Are we able to kind of pick out what is causing these trends? I mean, you and I spoke about insolvencies and liquidations and that in our previous conversation, but from a business rescue perspective, how do we kind of start to identify when businesses are in danger?
So, Jimmy, you know, you have warning signals. Obviously, trading becomes difficult. Companies can't pay their suppliers. Cash might be tight. There might be all sorts of reasons why a company hits that distress curve. And the real issue is whether or not directors and management understand what their options are. Now, of course, anyone can file for liquidation and close your doors. But since 2011, we've had the business rescue statute on our books. But I'm not so sure how many directors understand how it works. You know, who are the business rescue practitioners? What can they do? What are the outcomes and objectives of the business rescue process? So when a company hits a situation where it's making continued losses, struggling with an obligation to pay your creditors, maybe a shrinking customer base or a loss of market value, and just generally losing ground within what you do every day, that's when I think advice has to be taken, either from a restructuring advisor or from a financial advisor, and potentially from a legal advisor as to looking at the Companies Act, seeing whether business rescue is an option or whether the company should in fact close its doors and file for liquidation. So it comes down to an understanding of the legislation and what your optionality looks like.
Now, Dr. Levenstein, this is something that you do quite often at Worksman's with your team, is deal with these sorts of conversations around business rescue. And I imagine you've dealt with more cases than you care to imagine or care to remember. From what you've seen in all these experiences, are there cases where you're able to kind of draw on some of the patterns that companies are perhaps going through that might shed some insights?
Yes, sir. Patterns are fairly consistent, and unfortunately the pattern that we see is that directors and management leave it too late. In other words, where there's not much left to rescue, the company is too far gone. Let's say your suppliers and creditors have lost faith in the ability of the company to turn around or restructure its debt, and that's when obviously business rescue doesn't work. But when you introduce the business rescue conversation much earlier on the distress curve, then you obviously have a greater opportunity to restructure the company through the legislation. And rescue is all about appointing an independent practitioner. He or she comes along, takes a look at what's going on with your creditors, what's going on with the business, and files a business rescue plan, which A, compromises historical debt and provides the company and its stakeholders with an opportunity to consider alternatives. And provided you appoint the right business rescue practitioner, practitioner early enough, as I said, in the distress curve, there you have the opportunity to rescue the company and, in fact, provide it with a fresh start. The big issue, of course, is you leave behind your historical debt, you start afresh, and you can continue to trade after the business rescue plan has been approved. It's about appointing the right professionals and getting the right advice much earlier in the distressed phase that a company goes through.
Dr. Levenstein, as part of business rescue, I imagine everything is done during that process, as the name suggests, to rescue the business and try and save the business from actually going the liquidation route or from having more adverse situations come out of it. What are some of the easy wins that you can kind of put in place as a business that's potentially staring down the barrel of business rescue, or that might be saying, we want to kind of just put in place mitigation strategies ahead of time in the event that someday this happens? Because the reality is, we never really know what's going to happen in business, and sometimes pandemic will happen, sometimes your suppliers will disappear. But are there things that businesses can do to just say, we've got, you know, an extra line of credit we're not using, it's there for emergencies? Is that something that businesses should be looking at?
Absolutely, Jimmy. And it's about, I think, in the main cash flow. You know, a company has creditors. It's got to pay its debts as and when they fall due. If you are dealing with your creditors on a 30-day basis, 60-day basis, 90-day basis, once you start falling behind that curve, that's probably the clearest warning signal that there's probably a looming need for either an intervention, whether it's a business rescue or liquidation. So I think about navigating through those kind of parameters is very important. Obviously, getting proper advice as to what directors' obligations are, as set out in the Companies Act, and where you don't want to go down a line of reckless trading in a situation where you cannot pay your debts. And I think the other important aspect is opening up lines of communication with your bankers, not making sure they're not the last to know that you are about to file for a business rescue. That's number one. And number two, speaking to your suppliers and making sure that they understand the constraints that the business might be trading under in relation to payment of its debts. And I think a plan, or let's say a mitigation plan, as you put it, is something which should be a part and parcel of a company's, let's say, infrastructure or ability to, if things fall off the curve, or let's say over the cliff, you at least have a fallback position as to how you're going to deal with that situation. So it's about being proactive and being in a position where you can act properly should you become financially distressed.
Dr. Levenstein, when I think about examples like Murray and Roberts that have been in the news lately, and you think about the size of a company like that and the order book that they had at one stage, and you compare them to other business rescue things that have happened, clearly the pattern here, or the lesson here, is that no business, regardless of size, is immune from potentially falling into this kind of situation. So it doesn't matter how big your business is or how small your business is, you're always at risk.
Absolutely. And it's completely industry agnostic. It affects all sorts of industries. I've been involved in business rescue for many, many years, and I've had all sorts of companies file for rescue, whether it's mining, infrastructure, let's say airlines, retail, manufacturing. So it really is completely agnostic when it comes to which companies might be affected by rescue. But the size of the company, I would say most rescues would work in small, medium enterprises, and perhaps the larger ones. And we've seen some good examples. I mean, for example, South African Airways, yes, it went into business rescue. It is trading. It might be still struggling. That's a good example. Comair was one which didn't work out and went into liquidation. But when you take a company like Edcon, it sold off portions of its business to other companies, and it continues to trade, even though under new management or under new owners. And other examples of where restructuring has helped companies through the business rescue process. So I don't think it's about size. I think it's about basically using the business rescue mechanism in a clever way, and in a way which provides breathing space for the company to go through a restructuring phase, deal with historical debt, compromise it down, and start again. It doesn't have to end up in liquidation.
Dr. Levenstein, when we reflect back on the 1,400 businesses that went into liquidation last year, could any of them have been saved?
I think that a lot of companies, as I said much earlier, leave it too late. So if you are looking at a rescue plan where your creditors are already banging down your door with summonses and sending in the sheriff and applying for your liquidation, I think you're already too far gone. So a lot of those companies, if they had engaged, let's say with advisors or perhaps their attorneys, at a much earlier stage in the distress curve, they might have had the opportunity to consider a rescue plan. The real issue is don't leave it too late. The later it is, there's going to be not much left to rescue. So you need to get in early, understand what the parameters look like and whether or not business rescue can work. And it can only work when you are at a much earlier phase on the distress curve.
Plan ahead, prepare yourself, and most importantly, if you need to have someone take a look at the business to help you out, get that done as soon as possible. Nobody wants to go into business rescue. Nobody wants to see a business being liquidated. But the reality is this is still something that can happen. Thank you so much, Dr. Levenstein, for those insights. We'll leave the conversation there. Dr. Eric Levenstein, head of business rescue at Worksman's Attorneys, on the number of liquidations we saw last year, but also the growing trends that are emerging in the business rescue world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.